Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, November 17th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. The UN's World Food Programme has warned that Gaza is facing widespread hunger, with nearly its entire population in desperate need of food assistance. The agency said only 10% of necessary food supplies had entered Gaza since the start of the conflict. That comes as Israel continues to face diplomatic pressure to provide evidence justifying its raid of Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital earlier this week. And to back up its claim, the hospital was used as a Hamas command centre, a claim Hamas denies. Shares of Alibaba closed trading, down nearly 10% yesterday, after the Chinese tech giant announced that it had scrapped plans to spin off and list its cloud computing division. Alibaba cited the impact of export controls that took effect late last month. The Biden administration has tightened restrictions on China's ability to buy advanced semiconductors, making it tougher for US companies to sell existing products to China. The company had originally planned a historic restructuring that would break the behemoth into six main business groups and target an IPO by May 2024. Oil prices are on track for their fourth straight week of losses after falling sharply on Thursday. Crude prices are trading around four-month lows amid concerns over energy demand and a sharp rise in US inventories over the past 2 weeks. According to analysts at ING, weakness in the oil market will likely push Saudi Arabia to continue its voluntary output cuts into next year. And we could get further signals about production levels when OPEC meets in Vienna at the end of this month. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European stocks are up in early trading. US stock futures are also in the green. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.